The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Today is November the 10th, 2015, and it is a Tuesday. Just want to thank you all for listening. As always, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members about the network so that the information can continue to be disseminated at that's in your best interest. And it's not going to follow mainstream media. Let me tell you, it's so funny about mainstream media. And just to tell you how important Black Talk Radio Network and all the programming is at Black Talk Radio Network. Happen to watch a mainstream media channel, news network. I call them the Cerebrally Naive Network. You can figure out who they are. And they were talking about the adverse effects of the weather and global warming, which is no such thing. And of course, that's the agenda because that's the Trans-Pacific Partnership agenda. And they were talking about how it's going to disrupt so many people's lives and going to be a harsh winter and is going to cause great economic plight to the country and so on and so forth. And they had a full-blown three-segment story about this global warming and the weather that's going to happen. They didn't say one thing about Fukushima. They didn't say one thing about the Gulf of Mexico. They didn't say one thing about all the other things that really, really matter outside of the propaganda. That's why it's so important that you continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here. Make monetary donations, tell friends, tell families about the network, and so that the show can continue to grow. Because once, without the support, there's no way in the world that the radio network will be able to continue. And when that happens, the only thing that you're going to get is the full-on propaganda, and you're going to start believing the propaganda and take sides on the propaganda. And that's when the hook has been thoroughly set, and they're just going to reel you in. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, go to Facebook, FedBook, and check out our Facebook page. And that's Tando, T-H-A-N-D-O, radio show that's there. And you can look at some of the articles that we posted there. And if you have any questions or comment, definitely you can put them there. And this will give you an idea of some of the things that we're going to talk about and also the show for the day. So, and while you're there, give us a like. If we so deserve. So, want to get into today's show. But before we start on today's show, just to let you set the format for today's show. First, want to talk about the guest that we had on yesterday. And didn't really get a lot of time to elaborate on the guest. So, if you have any questions or comments about the guest that we had yesterday, please give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. I will see you in the queue and bring you up so that you can have your question or comment be voiced and heard, which is so, so important. So if you are interested in doing that, definitely check us out. So yesterday we had a guest on. And, you know, there are some things that I was very concerned about. And so, but I wanted to, you know, let the guests say what they wanted to say. There were some things that they said that was very beneficial, but there were some very, very, some things that I was extremely concerned about. And I want to make sure that our listeners understand and have a choice in the whole matter, and so they can have an idea, because when we bring in information to the people, we're kind of responsible for the overall content of it, somewhat in Noel, pretty much, and then to give a editorial view of it all. I would say this. The thing that concerned me was this, is that as Scotty knows from having a clearance, one of the things that you never do if someone has had a clearance is that you are very careful in everything that you say about your operations over a unsecure line. What is an unsecure line? It's just that. A line that you can't verify that is not secure. And just some of the things that were said was very concerning to me as far as what was going to take place. But the most important thing, but that was fine. That was good information just for her to know. But the call to join different organizations. Organizations that you know nothing about, instead of telling people that they need to prepare themselves, you know, individually, which this is what we do here. This is what we do here on Tando, and this is what we push, because it's very difficult, especially inside of a very chaotic state that this country will be going through for very, very different reasons. And there's different programs and clandestine programs that are going to be going on and activities and operations that are going to be going on in order to maintain the continuity of government, in order to maintain the overall control over the general public that the government wants to maintain against the people. In spite of losing control on many a front, because believe me, this is one country that would be extremely difficult for any invading army to invade, or any government from within the within the continental United States to control. It's too large, too many people with too many weapons and too many opportunities to decide on what they want to do. And I say that because the U.S. military wasn't even able to lock down major cities inside of Baghdad. I mean, major regions inside of Baghdad, let alone not lock down this whole country. But what will happen is that they will definitely use methods and tools to maintain their objective of control over the people. Yes, they will cut out the lights. Yes, they will cause supply chains to be interrupted. Anyone that's ever been in the military knows that in military operations, that's one of the first things that you do, is you cut off your targets or your enemies' communication, their supply lines, and their chain of command. That will be no different here, because believe me, there will be 8 operational goals that are going to be set as this country continues to go in the overall perpetual downward spiral that we're in. And a lot of the perpetual downward spiral is manufactured to gain more control over the general public. So joining groups that you know nothing about, you don't know anything about them, and you're going to join them, and they're going to train you, and they're going to teach you. Well, what you end up doing is this. You will end up walking right into a situation that you will later regret. Your anonymity is the most important thing in your overall preparedness. You don't want to disclose. If you need training, then you pick the people that are going to train you, not the people that are asking for a cattle call of people. This is something that I do not condone, nor do I suggest that you participate in any way. Now, could their intentions be good? That remains to be seen. And in that remaining needing to be seen, you need to be very cautious, because your very life and your family's lives will depend upon the decisions that you make, especially the tactical decisions that you make as this economy continues to crumble and the advent of this war against the BRIC nations start to take fold. Because this is nothing more than a move against the people by the controlling factors that have been in control for centuries. And these people are not stupid at all. What they are is sick. And they have no understanding with the power of love. They just love power. And they will institute so many different diversions to control people. Because one of the first things that they want to do is they want the people that would stand up against them to make themselves known. And that's one of the best ways to make people known. Have a casting call to say that you want to learn how to. Instead of being anonymous, establish your own groups within your family, your friends, and the people around you. Because those are the individuals that you're going to have to depend upon. Maintain your overall preparation for what's to come. And if the individuals are actually telling some things that they will start to transpire, well, guess what? You've had some knowledge of that, and now you can make your own critical decisions as to how that will affect you or what opportunities it will give you. So I would say, It was a couple of things that, you know, I think were very well, and I appreciate it, but there were some very concerning things, and that was the overall concerning thing, is that you should never respond to any casting call of any nature such as that. If you want to participate in those type of groups, then you should do that based off of you choosing where you're going to go. You know nothing about, you haven't vetted these people at all.
But they,
nor have they vetted you. Go ahead, Scotty.
I agree with everything that you're saying, and I wasn't going to share too much information yesterday. And I don't share too much information on the airwaves either, on my program. There are people making moves, black people making moves. They're black militias. There are people making moves that are preparing for this kind of stuff. You just ain't, and you ain't supposed to hear about them, okay?
Right.
You ain't supposed to hear about them. Now, some of them, you do see them out there because they mean to be public. But I'm thinking of the New Black Panther Party down there in Houston. And the armed patrols that they've been doing of their own community so I'll just leave it at that. They're, you know, don't think that it's black people just sitting back, you know, who aren't preparing for this. Now,
right.
You know, right. I don't know how credible the information was shared yesterday with us or not. All right. I'm always looking to gather intelligence on movements
right.
out there or what's going on or what people are thinking or whatnot. But
right.
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not about to contact nobody and invite them to my town or say I want to join you and this and that. You know, I got my family members right here. All right.
right.
And if something go down, we more than prepared to protect ourselves. So. I'll leave
right,
it at
right.
that, Brother Dave.
And that's what I really appreciated, Scotty, is that, you know, of course, we're going to listen. We're going to listen. And that is one of the most important. Let me tell you, you never telegraph. One of the keys to winning a war is that you never speak about the war that you're going to engage until you've already won. Until you've already won. Because until that point, you're only opening yourself up to be thoroughly defeated in on many, many a way, many ways. Because one of the things you always have to know is that you have to, as you always say, you have to know the enemy that you're engaging. And I'm not saying anyone is our enemy. Understand what I'm saying is that you never broadcast the fight that you're going to engage in. If you plan on succeeding at any level, or is it something more? In either way, This is something that you stay away from. You thank for the information at the appropriate time. You allow them to do what they're going to do. And, you know, it was a couple of other things I'm going to tell you. Said something about going to the churches and ringing the bell. And I just want to say this. There is a very distinguished portion of the 501Cs that happen to be clergy in churches, 501C programs and organizations that are a part of the clergy response team. There were so many things within that dialogue were so threatening to people that would engage in that, because you're walking into a trap. I don't know if they know or they're aware of that, but that's something that they need to know from their due diligence. But I have a responsibility to you, the Tando Radio listeners, and to everyone that's on this network. And I wanted to hear it all out. There were some things that were very, very important, but they may be, you know, some strategical slips that are being made. But I know one thing is that you never broadcast what it is that you're going to do. And there were some callers that called and asked some very specific questions, but they asked questions to vet what was happening. And I'm not going to say any names, but one person asked, what would the signal be? Because that's a military mind. Then another person asked some other questions. You know, Brother Davis asked, what would the signal be? It's because wanted to know what they were thinking. And that was a very strategical question. And you have to ask some strategical questions before you start to align yourself with things and people you know nothing about. And it had nothing to do with race, had nothing to do with agenda, had everything to do with principle, tactical principle, foundational, and just being aware of what it takes to protect yourself and your family, and especially our community, in these times that are starting to make themselves known to even the person that is the most avid conspiracy theorist, propaganda pushing person, where they don't believe in, they're even starting to say, what is really going on here? So I just wanted to make that known. If you had any questions or comments about that, I'm not saying that the guest was not credible. I'm just giving, you know, saying to you that there are some things that you need to consider before you actually participate in something that you didn't create or you know nothing about and you haven't vetted them at all. Their purpose could be very well, but there are some major, major mistakes that were made. And they were made by announcing what their agenda was. And it was good so that you know. And you have to look at, is that something that you want to be a part of? Because there comes a lot of scrutiny that is going to be a part of that. Believe me, if you're going on the radio and saying those, you've caught the attention of some people. And not that you're afraid of anyone, because I'm not afraid of anyone. I've caught the attention of people, and then I don't care, because there's nothing that they can do to me because of my overall belief in how I execute my free will. But what I won't do is I won't use my free will to jeopardize someone else that hasn't made that decision for themselves. And this is what is so important for you. So if you have a question or comment about yesterday, please give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and just hit star 61, and that will let me know that you're in the queue and you have a question or a comment that you would like to make. You know, this is very similar to Scotty and I. We talked about this when there was a organization that wanted to train our people and give them weapons and everything else, and Scotty had brought that organization up. See, this is the thing also. It's cool if you want to, you know, participate in that. But let me tell you something. No one gives you anything for free. And it's also just like registering to vote. They know who you are and they know what you're thinking. So be very, very careful of the strategical moves that you make. If they want to give away things, cool. That's fine. But relationships is something that have to be nurtured. They have to be right. nurtured instead of, because I tell you, these people are in the position that they're in because they know the art of war. The bad thing is that our people and our community really needs to practice the art of war. And I'm so proud of you guys for the questions that you ask and your overall interest in it all, because it was something that you needed to know. And you like know, I said, go ahead, Scotty.
You know, and he did share some good information, and he confirmed some of the information that we have been putting out on this network in terms of the global agenda and whatnot. And mm-hmm. he confirmed why they took out Gaddafi and some of the mm-hmm. stuff we have been talking about. So he confirmed all of that. But just like he said, he don't like Putin he didn't like Assad, and you put me in the same room with Assad gonna get hurt. But see, I can't right. be in the same room with everybody either. See, because a lot of you people out there like that, y'all want to worship the so-called founding fathers. Well, the way I look at the founding fathers, there's a bunch of racist white supremacists and slavers that was raping people and killing people and beating people. And so we ain't going to get along if that's your view and you trying to, you know. So I'm just saying that I have a different worldview than some people. Just like he was, you know, kind of bragging about Vietnam. And I had to bring up the fact, well, y'all was over there murdering them non-white people. You know, they had a right to self-determination.
Right. And that whole thing was a false flag perpetuation through the Gulf of Tonkin. And you know what, Scotty? This is the thing. A lot of people, for everyone that's taken the precious metals class, there's a portion of the precious metals class that I give. And it is about the founding fathers. And it's exactly what Scotty said. They instituted the Constitution for slave owners to maintain their rights against the corporation. Didn't have anything to do with the everyday citizen. It had everything to do with their rights.
And
their wealth and maintaining their position. They wanted to maintain slavery the way it was. And they didn't want the bankers to enslave them like they had enslaved other people, black people, and a bunch of other people. So that was, you're absolutely right, Scotty, because I don't give that term of endearment to murderers, to manipulators, and to slave owners, and slave in the overall paradigm of enslaving another living spirit for your own personal weak gain. So yeah, I don't have that same affinity, and I'm with you. I don't look at the Constitution as something that dictates my rights. The Constitution is nothing more than a decree of controlling the people. Your rights are given to you by the great creator God Almighty. They're primary, absolute, and unalienable. They're not subject to exaction, and that whole Constitution is nothing more than an act of exaction. And that's what is, you know, it's so important that our people have to realize. We here on Tando Radio Show, I really want to push so that you will see how important you are. You don't need to consider voting has its place. Let me tell you where voting has its place. Voting has its place if you want to be a part of controlling other people. Because that was a system that was put together by the very same system that enslaved continuously you today. To me, if voting mattered, it would be illegal. It would totally be illegal. So it's so important that we know where we are. It's so important that we dictate our own agenda. No one else needs to tell you how you should live. And we really need to walk away and turn our backs on the energy that we give them, the so-called authorities, because if we continue to play by their rules, they will rule. And that's what they want to maintain, their overall control and authority that you surrender to them. And that day needs to end. And it can only end with you individually first, and then you start to live that way. Then others will see that and will start to emulate that. And then now you have the cross-pollination where we return to the way that God intended us to live, free and independent. So just wanted to give that spiel. Even though there are some differences that we don't agree on some things, you know, they may have the best intentions. And if they do have the best intentions, that will play out. And it's just something that we need to really be mindful of and careful of, because believe me, the propaganda to maintain the continuity of government is going to be thick in the coming days, weeks, months and years, because what we're going to go through, we're going to go through a commercial break, is going to last for almost about 20 to 25 years. That'll be ready for it. You're listening to Tanner with you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish the show out. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32#, then hit *61. You're listening to Tanner Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The right rhymes that you can touch. My feet stay planted on the ground. You want that soft pop shit, you better book another sound. We get down. I know the streets. Y'all rappers got maps out looking all around. Y'all want the crown. But why should I battle you if next week they're gonna put you in the ground? That's a waste of time. I'd rather blaze a rhyme or someone trying to raise their mind. Bucktown, USA. Boogie down, connect. Yo, Buck, what the fuck they gonna say?
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation from anything that you heard earlier this week, and particularly yesterday, more than free to jump in on that conversation. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#. Then hit just *61, and that will let me know that you have a question or comment when I jump right into you. So, you know,
Brother Dave, I just got some final thoughts on that. But see, when you start talking about some oath keepers and I took an oath to the Constitution and all this, and we got people in the police and we got people in the first responders and we got people in the military. One of my questions was, well, what the hell is y'all waiting on then? What the hell? You know, all these people getting gunned down in the streets. I acknowledge that white men is getting gunned down by cops in the street. Black people, Hispanic, all people is getting murdered by these cops, right? And their primary duty is slave catching, you know. So I'm like, you know, I'm looking at their inaction, you know. All of this is going on, and you ain't done nothing. You know, and the ones I have seen in the public, they've been talking that racist white supremacist mess and coming against the people. So if you're working right with people like that, man, then, you know, I can't get down with people like that. Again, I ain't trying to get down with nobody except for those I'm already down with, you know. Right. But if the things you say is true, they will reveal themselves. If they are false, then that'll be revealed, too. So we just going to stand back and we going to continue to build with our own. You know what I'm saying? And if it go right down the way it go down, all right, you gave us a heads up on what's going down. But I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, we are not, and I'm speaking for myself, and I'm speaking for people that's in my circle. We are sick and tired of being sick and tired of all of this damn oppression. And we're not just going to sit silently by while all of this is going on. If they really about implementing justice, they need to implement that. All right. But don't tell me about no cops. And oh, yeah, this is the one most important thing. Like I said before, people in the military, people in the police departments and all over. Look, those are family members. That's either my cousin. That's either my uncle. That might be my dad. That might be my mother. That might be my aunt. Right. That might be, you know, my sister. That we need to be having those conversations with our people that's in those positions. Just like the question that I asked my fellow soldiers when I was in Hawaii, when the L.A. rebellion was going down, and I looked at them, you know, just four of us. We had a tight little circle, and I said, look, man, if they called us out to go to L.A., and they gave us live rounds and talking about fire on the people, what the hell are you going to do? What would you do? Would you point the weapon at our people, or would you turn the gun on the one who gave you that unlawful order? And I'll leave it at that. We need to be having conversations with our people, our family members that are in the military in these other places.
Right. So great point, Scotty. And you know, another thing that's really, really important, and just to piggyback on what you were saying, Scotty, because that was a really good, great question, is that when you talk about the plan, well, what the hell is the plan? What is the plan? Chronicleize this plan for me. And there is, you really have to be careful. And I'm not saying that what he said was not wrong. But it's just that as you go when you start going down this rabbit hole, and we're really about to see some real instability within this country, the ties and the relationships that you have, that you should be establishing, are the ones that's going to get you through these whole ordeals. You need to establish those ties now. And the most powerful thing that we can do is have a leaderless movement. You talked about different organizations. Organizations are always controlled by a leader. The last thing that any real productive, real freedom-based movement needs is a leader, because that leader will definitely, believe me, it's going to be manufactured. That position is going to be manufactured for the overall perception of freedom. Let me just say this. When you were born by yourself, fully equipped to engage in anything and everything that you need in this world. You came out of the assembly line that the great creator, God Almighty, had made, and there was no flaws at all. There was no leader that was given to you. That did not happen until you were seized by the government that you live under and pay taxes to now. And they did it by taking your blood, did it by registering you, did it by fingerprinting you and everything else. They identified who you are. The great creator of God Almighty doesn't need to identify you because you're free and independent. But once you need to be identified, that's because you're no longer free and independent. You're subjugated and a subject of the system itself. And they need to know, because they're not omnipotent or omnipresent like the great creator God Almighty. They need intelligence to know where you are and where you stand. This is so, so important that we have a leaderless movement, because a leaderless movement cannot be decapitated. It can only spread and cross-pollinate throughout this land and throughout the different corners and hemisphere within this globe, and all the living species that abide and dwell on this planet. And the living species also include the non-human form, you know, from animals to trees and everything else. Those are all a part of an ecosystem that is completely sustainable. And we cannot allow ourselves and everything that they told us, that you have some damn dominion over something. How are you going to have dominion over something that you didn't create? You are nothing more than a slave catcher and a slave owner then, because you're invoking your free will over someone else's. And so this is so important that we stay decentralized, that we actually, because one of the things that hurt us as a people, and I'm not just talking about one or two people, I'm talking about groups of people. One of the things that hurt us as a people is that we allowed ourselves to be identified, registered, and categorized and integrated. And I'm not talking about integrated of race, integrating into the system of control. That's what I'm talking about. And we walk with God, not knowing, because we were born into this, but there was a choice that was made. We walked away from it because this is all that we've ever known. Right now, within San Diego Zoo, SeaWorld, they're going to take away the killer whale program. But see, they're only doing that impartial because of it's an agenda. And that agenda is that they're doing some things. But that whole park, if you notice, it has bars and cages, nothing more than a glorified prison. There's nothing more than a glorified prison. And if you can't see that as an individual, that's because you've already drank the Kool-Aid. All of those animals that are there are held there through ignorance and against their free will. That's not how they were born nor designed to live. But man has changed it. And man has changed your original and predestined destiny and changed our direction. So it's so important that we maintain who we are and move in those directions to be free and independent. No longer should anyone tell you where to go, because your freedom ends where someone else's begins. And it's vice versa. Their freedom ends where yours begins. And this is something that is definitely doable, because there are many societies and many groups of people that live that way and have the harmony and peace and the tranquility of life. While we have everyone on psychotropics, and everyone with all different kind of diseases from the sugars, as my mother would say, or diabetes and everything else, because we've accepted the temptation, the offer that was given, that you can have the world if you will just bow down before me. And we bow down, but we can walk away from it, and it's so, so important. So this is, you know, there are a lot of things that are happening, and you and your family need to prepare for them, and you're the most important, and the responsibility that you have is to yourself and your family first. And then once you're able to harness that and be able to set some guidelines from that, then you can work outside of your family to the extension of your family. But I would definitely say, be careful who you align yourself with at times of trouble or before the trouble starts. You want to have relationships with people that you already know. That is the safest and the most efficient way to go. Are there going to be people and friends that you're going to meet along the way? Yes, and that's going to be a very authentic and sincere relationship. But it's still, you should be cautious in it. You definitely should be cautious in it. You don't need to be afraid of anything, but cautious of everything. Cautious of everything. So I just wanted to really, really say that, and just wanted to thank you, Scotty, and thank the callers that called yesterday. Great, great questions. Very, very pointed questions. And it's not that I'm putting anyone down, because I don't know if they're sincere or not. You know, I have my suspicions. I have, you know, what I think. But what I think, you know, everyone thinks something. You know, I have an opinion, but that doesn't make it the truth. The big difference. An opinion and the truth is two different things. So, but I'm very, very cautious, and especially when it comes to you, the listeners at Tando Radio Show, because I have a responsibility to you. But if you know you wanted to participate in that, fantastic. Knock yourself out. I would say, but be very, very cautious and very, very, you know, be careful. Be extremely careful. So if you have any questions or comments you'd like to jump in on the conversation about yesterday, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and just hit *61. Would love to hear from you. So it's important that we have these dialogues. Now, just to, based off of some of the things that was said, and this is the gist, and it's a very, very important thing. Yesterday, I asked him about some of the things that were going on in Syria, and I asked him about LAX being shut down and then the ballistic missile test. Now, this is something that is a fundamental truth, and be careful of this. And we're going to talk about this in the next part of the show. You do not get in the habit, whenever they make an announcement, like they did with LAX, we're going to talk about that, and you're going to hear the videos from that. When they start having their war games, okay, do not get in the habit of starting to watch it. What you need to do is be aware of it and prepare for it. Do not start watching ballistic missiles flying through the sky. That would be a very naive thing to do. And for you, the Tando Radio listeners who have been listening to this show, and you heard that show that we prayed about a nuclear attack in the country, what would happen, how it would come about. I prayed that for the very reason so that you would know what to do, because I knew that this is something that you're going to start to see in the future. You do not start to stargaze and watch the fireworks. You will go blind. Once these ballistic missiles go in the air, you try to track which way is going, and you turn and start to make decisions because you don't know if it's live or not. And pretty soon, one day, there may be an announcement there's going to be a training, and it goes live. Hint, 9/11. Hint, Boston Marathon. Whenever these people tell you that they're about to have a training, that's a great indication that this stuff is about to go live. And this is why it's so important that we know history, and it's so important that we study history, and it's so important that we don't look at these people as any form of authority over you. Look at them for who they are. They're nothing more than political serial killers. Nothing more. And they need to be actually looked at that way. And ultimately, they need to answer for that at the appointed place and the appointed time. So, whenever, you know, it was the advice, hey, that goes on all the time. Yes, it goes on all the time, but it doesn't go on. It is an anomaly, and it's illegal for it to go on within the public view. Because now there's no separatism between the military and the civilian authority, so to speak. The command, where the civilian control over the military. This is why you're starting to see military personnel walking around in their battle fatigue, because they're conditioning you to not to see that as a problem. You're not knowing that you're already under martial law once that happens, because posse comitatus has been erased, the separation between the military and the civilian. In a civilian governance. So, whenever they do that, do not participate in stargazing and watching these ballistic missiles and watching what's going on. Let me tell you something. When the shit hits the fan, time is going to be crucial for the decisions that you make. And you need to be going in the appropriate direction in positioning yourself in having a position of advantage immediately, because once it goes live, guess what? your hourglass is ticking away for your survivability. So we got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to the caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. Oh, we lost him. Give us a call back. As soon as I hit it, went to it. So it's so important that we respond to these things, because you're going to start to see more training in public view. They had it, they've been having it for the past three years in Miami, in LA, in Chicago, in New York, in Kansas City, in Phoenix, in San Francisco, in San Diego, all throughout the country, because they're slowly indoctrinating you and desensitizing you to the present when there's no need at all for that to happen. But you don't realize this, is that they're training against their enemy. Who's their enemy? The general public. This is what's really going on. You're the target. You're the target to maintain control. They want to maintain control over you, so they're going to bring the fear and they're going to bring the pain. But believe me, there's nothing that they can do to you that will work if you refuse to participate. We can do the most, the easiest thing for us to do is to turn our back and to take our energy away from the system. No car can run without the proper fuel for it to run. We need to shut off the tanks and not participate in these overall, in the overall agenda to maintain the slave control over the general population and the different segments of it, because they're going to change this whole thing around. The whole thing around. This is what they usually do. So this is just where we are, and we will continue to watch and prepare. So important that we continue to prepare, because at some point you're going to have to use the assets that you've been preparing with. And once that happens, you know, now the whole dynamics of life totally changes. But you'll be prepared for it because you have already given thought to it, and you have started to role play how you will respond to different threats in different conditions, and you will be better off because of it. You may not see it now because everything seems relatively calm, but that appropriate moment when it does happen, you will think back and you will thank God Almighty, and you will thank yourself for being who you are, that you were listening and that you did what you thought. You invoked your free will, and you did what was in the best interest of you. You should really, really appreciate your overall willingness to survive, because that's why you've made it this far, and that's why you listen to Tando, and that's why you're preparing for what it is that's coming. And it doesn't matter how much you're preparing for. You know, different people have different means of preparing, different, you know. If you're just doing, you know, one or two small things a week, you're in a much better position than someone that's not. You've increased your overall ability to maintain your freedom. And the most important thing is your psychological and your spiritual freedom is more important than your physical. Because wherever your spirit goes and wherever your harmonic resonance and your harmonic energy goes, your body, which is temporal, is which is mortal, is totally has to follow. You're already free. There is no such thing as the death that they told you. That was just to scare you and to keep you listening to them so they can tell you which way to go next and how to respond to life next. So that they can tell you what they want you to do so that you'll surrender your life, so they'll have two and you will have none. So this is where we are. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61 and then that will let me know that you're in queue, and we will definitely take your call. So it was a lot of good information. There's a lot of things that are happening, and you know, a lot of things that are unfolding. So we're going to go to what I want to do. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to jump into the next part of the show. But if you have any questions or comments that you want to make at any time, definitely do that. I was waiting for the okay, the one caller is back. Wait, this one person had a question or comment. Let me pull them back up. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your question or comment?
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
What's going on?
This is Jerry, and I was calling. I just wanted to I got the show on pause because I missed the first part, but I just wanted to thank Scotty because I was waiting. I was searching for the code to get in, but I was waiting on Scotty to explode. I knew he was going to explode at some point yesterday, and I was just waiting on him to just hit that guy with the sledgehammer. But that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to thank him. That's it. Now I meet myself.
Yeah, and you know, great question, Jerry, and I'm glad that you asked the question that you asked yesterday, because it was a very needed question that needed to be asked. And so, no, we want to really thank you for listening and participating, because you know it's so important that we engage in things, and your question helped so many people. So definitely want to thank you, bruh, for doing that.
Just glad to be a part. Thank y'all again.
Oh yeah, definitely. My man Jerry. Oh, Jerry.
I'm here.
Jerry, hey, you have a show that you now actually do. Talk about that real quick.
I'm on a show on Melodin and Power Radio from 9 to 11 on Wednesday nights, and it's called Shabaka's Black Experience. It's just basically it's really Kurt telling this show and things that Scotty do, letting other people who choose not to listen to Black Talk Radio and other radio shows like it, and hopefully amongst all of the radio shows put together, we'll be able to reach a lot of different people.
Right. So yeah, definitely support the brother. Jerry is a good brother. Is totally sincere, and this is, you know, what we need is people actually invoking their freedom, because you know Jerry already knows that he's free, so now he's acting as a free man would. He dictates his own agenda, and he cares about the people. So hey, Jerry, man, for sure, keep listening and keep in touch, man. Let's you know, keep this going, and if there's anything you ever need, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Yes, thank you and Scotty both. I enjoy all of the shows. The callers also.
Okay.
The commentary is great. All right now.
All right, brother. All right, great. We got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name and where you're calling from, and what's your question or comment?
Hey, Brother David. Brother Davis, man. I'm calling Colorado.
What's up, Brother Davis? Hey, I missed your call, but let's talk after the show. But what's going on, Brother Davis? How are you and Sister Davis?
Oh, well, you know, we're making it happen as best we can under the circumstances. Like Scotty said, we're behind enemy lines, so we got to keep in conscious of that at all times, especially in what we do.
Right.
But I wonder, my call to you earlier was because I was going to run by you a few things that I thought about last night's call. Because I thought Scotty just, the message I got Scotty sending was, look, you ain't dealing with no punks here. So if you think everybody's going to jump on a bandwagon because you pulled up, you're sadly mistaken. That's how
right.
I took Scotty's attitude. But on the other hand, those people who want to know more, you go to the show and listen. And I always tell people that in diverse times, you may have to make alliances that you may ordinarily not make. But make sure you have control. When you relinquish control, then you give your power to someone else.
Exactly.
I have too many people in my contact list that rely on my ability to make decisions at strategic times. Because believe me, if they get you or control over you or leverage over you, that includes your family and all your contacts.
Right.
And whatever resources you have also. So I wanted to encourage that. I also want people to know that we're coming at a, what makes this a historical time is that we can break the back of white supremacy in this transition. Now, you got Putin is telling you right off the top. He ain't having it. And if push comes to a shove, he'll go to war. And now
right.
what that means to me is that he sees what the certificate of life, when you, in other words, when you're born, your certificate, your birth certificate is assigned a portion of the debt. A debt to be paid back to people who literally aren't even a part of the system, they just suck it. And a lot of people don't understand that, but if you look into your birth certificate, you'll realize the only reason why you're registered is because they are giving you a portion of debt to follow you through your life.
Right.
And the sad part about that is that most people walk around and not even realize it. But that social security number that you have, that lets them know every dime you make and every penny you spend, whether you're conscious of it or not. But with the circumstances being the way they are, right now, you have the enemy of my enemy could be my ally.
Hey, hold on, Brother Davis. 1 second. We got to go to a commercial break. Can you hold on for 1 second, and we're going to come right back to you.
All right.
Okay. Okay, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we're talking about yesterday's guest that we had on, Drake, and what was said and what did you take from it. And we had some callers that called in and said some things, and now we have Brother Davis on, and he's making some great points, as always. And so I wanted to go back to Brother Davis, but before we do that, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032-POUND, and just hit *61, and I will see you there, and I will bring you up. So go ahead, Brother Davis. Finish what you were saying about the alliances that you may have to make with people that you had. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Absolutely. It's not that it's an alliance of two with the two, because under the different circumstances, you may not even consider it.
Right.
But in reality, you may have to open that door. But as long as you can control that, how wide it's open, how much is exposed. But when you lose that leverage, you lose control. Because I'm going to tell you something. As it stands right now, 90% of the people that you talk to have no idea what's about to happen.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with it in my own family. So I know other people are dealing with it in their family. Although you're telling them, listen, I'm trying to help you to prepare yourself so that we can get through this. And their egos are still on the normality of Main Street America. When Main Street America right now is literally, should I say, it's under duress.
Sure it is.
If you look at the reality of where we are, is everybody starting to lay off. I don't know if y'all heard it. Target's laying off after the holidays.
Sprint.
They're talking about laying off a major portion of their workforce.
The bank.
1,500.
Right.
The bank. See, all of these things come into play. But yet, the people who are watching TV and the new premieres or the new shows, whatever they are, you can see it on Facebook. They're more into that than they are into preparing for what they're going with or what's to come. And the sad part about that is they'll probably be the same people who say, Oh, well, I won't shop on Black Friday, but they'll spend every dime they got between Black Friday and Christmas. And then when this hits the fan, and it will hit the fan, it'll probably be right after Christmas. Because you have to understand, these people think strategically. You're going to have less resources. They're going to be able to count up all of the debt that you've already made for yourself, and that just gives them more leverage.
Exactly.
So, once again, I'm going to say to you, be mindful of whatever decisions you make. And a guy who came last night, he came with a lot of information, but there was things I just had questions about. I'm gonna tell you, I wouldn't jump out there and put myself in a situation with him, because I just felt like he was a little bit Yahoo to me. I've been in some strategic military situations where people would sit down in an ops meeting and you don't hear nothing but the person talking.
Right, right, brother. And it was so funny, you know. And I want to thank Scotty. And thank you and Jeff, because you and I and Scotty have been in those type of meetings. And my whole thing was to be quiet and let him say what he was going to say, so we could, you know, can hear, because it's so important to, it's difficult to hear sometimes if you don't give that opportunity for them to talk. And so there was just some things that I was very, very concerned about, not saying that they're not sincere at all, but there's, I have some concerns, and I would say that the best approach would be to, if they're going to do those things, you know, then that's something that they need to participate in. But everyone's fight doesn't mean that that's your call to participate.
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Well, I tried to milk him and get something out of him, but
no, you did. And well, everyone did. And I really, really appreciate it. And it's not that. And what I liked about it was no one was hostile, disrespectful of who he was as a, you know, as a, cause I'm not a respecter of person. I respect people. And that's what I really, cause that's, you know, this, the listeners here and the show, Scotty show, network is first class. You know, people are very classy. They're not stupid at all. Very, very, you know, you may think what you want to think, but that is far from the truth. So, I really did appreciate, especially some of the questions you had. It was very key what the signal was. And I hope our listeners caught why you were doing that and the importance of that.
It was a good experience, because those who don't know how to approach a circumstance like that need to have the ability to not only negotiate, but to be diligent about their making their decisions. Look, I'm going to mute myself, man.
Okay, brother. All right, Brother Davis. Hey, give me a call after the show, you and Sister Davis, if you can, if you're on it. Okay. We got another caller. Let's go to the other caller. Welcome, callers, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or your comment?
This is Wade.
Hey, Wade, how you doing?
I'm all right. I was just listening. It's good that you guys are asking questions. That's the main reason why I brought him on. I want
right.
people to, I mean, this is the critique, you know, I'm not, we weren't asking people to jump on, we're asking people to ask questions, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy is used to critique, because he gets it on his own show anyway, so. But here's the thing, though. Right now, because of who he is and what he's done, he's been involved since the 1950s, basically, but the main, when they first initiated the plan was back in 2011, actually.
Mm-hmm.
February 2011, and this involved the nation states project that he was talking about, where they
right.
filed the paperwork in the Court of the Hague. And ever since that day till now, we've been pushing this thing. But remember, there's an opposition, so there's been delay tactics by the opposition.
Sure.
Not only that, there's a whole bunch of disinfo campaign going on right now.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And people could look more into this. It's called Operation Mockingbird. And the people who are pushing this is the Bush cabal, basically. The Bush family.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys know, but did you know Senior Bush is
he's very familiar with the Bush family, and the from Prescott to yes.
He's basically the chairman of the CIA.
Yeah.
So he and a couple of other thugs out there. I mean, you know, banksters, they're the ones who have been funding that. So you're going to find a lot of disinformation about him online. I'll give you that part. So expect that. Drake himself also came out and disclosed certain things, certain, you know, because not everybody's clean. If somebody says they're totally clean, then I'll put up a red flag. Drake never said he was totally clean. And you could go do the research. He also invited you guys to come listen to his show. So he disclosed certain things about himself. So he, you know, he has the background, you know, he's been in and out of the system. So that's why I trust him. And I've done my own research on him.
Right. You've done your research on him.
And I've been following him for like 5 years.
Right.
And aside from him, I also have other contacts to verify, but to back up what he said. So I don't just rely on him alone. So that is good. The person who asked the question last night, I appreciate that, because that's the main reason why I brought him on the show.
Yeah, and we definitely appreciate that, Wade, because it's important. But you know, at the late hour that we're in right now, it's not something that's prudent or practical for us to jump into to relationships with people that we haven't had time to thoroughly vet individually. I'm just talking about for me individually, and I have to ensure that I pass that along to our listeners. And I wanted, you know, Drake, and I appreciate Drake and you know, for what he said. But it's a real big red flag for me, to when there's a casting call for, that type of organization for what they're going to be involving in. That's not the way. And believe me, there's a lot of people that listen to this show, that have very professional, you know, opinions and very professional expertise in different areas, from the military to law enforcement, and that are, you know, former, past, and present. You know, and they, as you know, one of the things that you do is that you have to vet everyone. You know, it's just something that you should do. And so that's where I stand, is that, hey, it's great what they're doing, but that is not something that I think that is the best for our people and our community. One of the things that I think is best for our community is to prepare themselves, because we're the last ones to find out anything. And before you establish alliances with anyone, you have to get your house in order first and foremost. And that's, you know, our people need to really focus on preparing themselves and establishing their own groups. And then if there are some alliances that come from that, some trusted alliances that come from that from relationships that are nurtured and that are sincere, then that's all the better. But at this critical time in the hour that we're in, you know, it's really important that we hear information and discern it for ourselves and go back to our homes and our communities and make ready. And before we start to engage in outside relationships, one of the things that we forget is that we have some very, very professional people at the highest level to prepare for what's coming that are already in our community. Those are the people that we need to establish those relationships with. And I'm not saying Drake is outside of that. But what I'm saying is that there isn't anything that there should be a casting call for, especially for the involvement that his group is in. Because this is the thing. If you don't have the flu and you hang around a bunch of people with the flu and your immune system is not strong enough, you're going to have the flu.
That's true.
So, no, but I really do appreciate, you know, you bringing Drake on, Wade, and it was beneficial for it. It was more of a, you know, something that, you know, a relationship that could be developed, and it was confirmation on a lot of things, which we've been, you know, categorizing this for a while now. This is why we started Tando Radio Show. So I really do appreciate, but, you know, there's a responsibility that we have to our listeners, and just to remind them, hey, this is not a game. Everything that we have going on is very true. And it was just, you know, when I was really, really disturbed when Drake told people just to watch the ballistic missile show. That's the last thing that you do. That's the absolute last thing.
Did he say that? I don't remember him saying that.
Man, listen, you didn't hear me say much yesterday because I was listening to everything. Yeah,
I think he said don't watch that show because it's a diversion. I think that's what I heard him say.
No. He said don't pay attention to that, but watch the show because that's all it is. Yeah, he did say that, and that's the last thing that we need to be doing because in these, whenever they announce they're doing something, that could be the execution order that they're going live, and there's so many examples of that in the past. The Boston Marathon, New York.
Maybe that was not a good choice of words. I don't think he meant it that way, but then it wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean that could happen too, but there's an obligation that we have to our listeners.
Honestly,
to make sure, no, you don't watch ballistic missiles because there is no such thing as a conventional ballistic missile. Every ballistic missile is a nuclear one. Every single one. There is no such thing as unless it's a test one, but you won't know if it's a test one or a real one. And that's the last thing you need to do is watch the fireworks go off.
Brother Dave, you had me made those clips. We hadn't shared them yet. Just wanted to remind you I still got those.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go to, but yeah, wait, that was, you know, that was just some of the things, and that could have been a mistake on his, and that way he didn't mean that. But that's something that we have to make sure that we clarify to our listeners, because that is
otherwise he wouldn't be calling for organizing, you know.
Yeah.
Basically what he's saying is don't pay attention because that, you know, they want to divide and conquer, but we need to organize now.
Yeah. That part is so true. No, that wasn't the part I was speaking about. I was speaking because I asked him directly about the LAX, the military shutting down LAX, diverting the flights, and then they had the ballistic missile test. And then that's when he said, oh, just watch it. You know, it's you know, watch the fireworks. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. So that was what I was really, really concerned about because, you know, if one of those things are live, whoever is watching it now is blind.
I wanted to touch on a couple of more points if you have a little time.
Yeah, go ahead. We got, go ahead.
It's pretty critical information. And this goes to the financial that I was trying to, you know, clue you guys into last night.
Okay.
Basically, there's a whole bunch of dynamics going on here. Remember, you have multiple factions going against each other.
Right.
You got the Illuminati. You got the Nazis, and then you got the Jesuits.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the main three. Right now they're fighting, they're battling it out behind the scenes.
And the Dragon Family.
Hmm?
And the Dragon Family.
Depends on which Dragon Family you're talking about. There's three of them. There's the Green Dragon Family. There's the Golden Dragon Family, which we deal with. I mean, our coalition. That's the one Drake and I'm gonna go more into that in a little bit. But back to what I was saying. Basically, they're fighting for power over us right now. Basically.
Right.
Now, anybody remember the Pope coming here recently?
Yes, of course. Yes.
That has a big thing to do with that. Why would a Pope go to the Congress? Was it the Congress or the Pope? Yeah, I think it was in the Congress.
Mm-hmm. He went to Congress.
Did you ever see a Pope in history do that before?
Nope, he was the first one.
There you go. So this, people don't pay attention to those little clues right there.
Right, and he's a Jesuit.
He's a Jesuit military commander.
Right.
And right
the assassin,
now,
the portion of the Vatican.
Yeah, so right now there's a military purge going on within the Vatican.
Right.
Basically, what the Jesuits, they want to take, right now I think they took back control of the financial system from the Illuminati. And that's basically where it's at. They basically want to create a false flag economic collapse. Then on the other side, you have our alliance, which is preventing it from happening, preventing the collapse from happening. And this goes to the collateral accounts and this $1 trillion lawsuit that I told you that's going to be filed. This also has to do with the, I think it was the green light. once the green light is given, that's going to be for the financial. So there's going to be $1 trillion lawsuit filed against the central banking system. This is the banking system that's owned by the Rothschild family. And their dominance in the financial industry could be traced back to the 19th century.
Right.
Early 19th century. So they've been in control since then, the Rothschild family. And they basically own the banking system, the whole banking system. So there's going to be $1 trillion lawsuit filed against the banking system. Now, once that happens, there's going to be a two-week, basically clampdown, shutdown on the whole banking. Like, the whole bank, all the big banks are going to shut down. Like, you know, Chase.
A banking holiday. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Deutsche Bank, all the big banks. Maybe the small ones will be kept open. But the big.
That's why Deutsche Bank is having the problems that they're having right now, right? Right, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Credit cards will not work. The money will not work, like, you know, the dollar in your pocket. Now, during that time, they're going to be restructuring the whole financial system. So it takes 3 days to shut it down and then follow the money trail. And then it takes another 3 days to reopen the banks. So you're looking at a week. Then on the back end, you're going to have the military sweep, which is going to be another week. So you're looking at 2 weeks. So basically, on Drake's show, they've been saying 2 weeks food preparation. That's just if it goes smooth, though. Because, you know, everything doesn't always go as planned. So you're looking at a month preparation. So we've advised people to stock up at least a month, food, water, you know, basic medical supplies, things
like that. The essentials, right.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what else is going to happen. During this restructuring, you're going to have basically they're going to audit the Fed and the IRS. So the Federal Reserve will be absorbed into the Treasury. So we're not going to have a U.S. dollar anymore. We're going to have a U.S. dollar, but it's not going to be Federal Reserve note. That's not what it's going to say on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to say a certificate, Treasury certificate. And the money is going to also be revalued. So you're going to go back to something like, you know, back in the days when bread was like 25 cents, something
mm-hmm.
similar to that. So the whole money is going to be more value, not the inflated money we have today.
Okay. So how is that going to, what is going to collateralize that currency? Because it's not money, it's currency. What is that going to be collateralized by?
The collateral accounts goes into this. I'll get into that in a bit.
Okay.
Well, all right. So I'll go into the collateral accounts now. Basically, what the collateral accounts are and the history of it could be traced. We could trace it back as far as Solomon's Mines, and this is around 970 BC to 370 BC, circa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, around that time frame, and this is the time when Solomon used some of the gold. You know, I mean, most of the people you had mining the gold, they were not slaves as such. Most of them were captives.
And okay.
He basically he gathered around like 500 million metric tons of gold throughout his 40-year
mm-hmm.
reign. He
mm-hmm.
reigned for like 40 years in Jerusalem as king.
Right.
And was the son of King David, I think.
Yeah, son of David, right.
And basically he used some of this collateral, which was gold, some of it was copper, to finance the temples that they built back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So the collateral account itself could be traced back in those ancient times. Then we move up to the Byzantine Empire.
Hey, wait, hold on, wait, because some of the stuff that you're saying is very, very important. I want to, if you can do it, I want to bring you back on the show.
Thursday night?
Thursday we have a guest already. Can we do Monday?
Monday is fine.
Okay. Wait, what I want you to do is I want you to come back on Monday, because this is very, very important. What you're chronologizing here.
But
it's the basis for a lot of things that people need to actually know. So if you could come back on Monday,
mm-hmm.
that would be great. That way we can have just more time dedicated to this, because there's a lot of questions and my questions is that this, you know, validates a lot of the studies that I've had with this whole thing and how the Vatican has been implemented with Solomon's gold in the Book of Mercury.
Not the Vatican. The Vatican the golden dragon family owns all of it, but the bad guys, like the, you know, people in the Vatican and the Rothschild, they've been stealing from that.
Right.
We currently, you know, we had the paperwork done for over like 5 years now. It's being finalized right now as we speak, and we're basically getting control back. So, because remember, the golden family, dragon family, they're the depositors of the collateral.
Right. Right.
So that's what's taking place right now. So that's what you see, the fluctuations in the financial markets. But all that's getting rid of the pop. And
right.
That's how we're trying to prepare people. So this is why Drake is stipulating, you know, the urgency of the situation.
Okay, great. So we'll have you back on Monday, because this is something that needs to actually be explained all the way through and chronicalized, you know, in a formatted way, because it's very, very important. Because this has a lot to do, because a lot of that gold is actually the people's gold, Miyamoto's gold, and it's how this all plays into history from the Philippines to Japan to China and everyone else and to Switzerland, because today is the first day that the Swiss franc and the renminbi have gone into a straight full-on conversion. And it just popped up all of a sudden. It has a lot to do with a lot of things that's going on. Hey, Wade, I look forward to so Monday. You know the number, so we could start with you right away, first thing on Monday, okay?
I just wanted to leave you with a quick, you know, statement.
Sure.
It's good to be discerning, but remember, we're the one who can create the future, and that's basically, you know, what I want to say. And these collateral accounts, once they're open, will, you know, pave the way for many humanitarian projects across the world. And we're gonna start with the fourth world countries first. You know, places like like Angola, yeah, you know, Ethiopia, Chad, all those places that are fourth world. We're gonna be
right.
Starting.
Definitely got to start with Ethiopia.
Work our way up to the third world and so on. So so that's what mainly, you know, the collateral accounts will be, and there are gonna be many jobs created from that.
And okay, I'm looking forward to having you on, Wade, and thank you so much, bro. And so Monday, right at the top of the show, just do the introduction and we'll go straight to you, and then I'm looking forward to it. Okay, bro?
Yeah, I'll plan it out. Bro.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you know, before we get out of here, we only got 30 minutes left. Scotty, we ready for the clip?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me just set this. This is what happened over this weekend, and yesterday was the second missile attempt. But what's happening here was that the U.S. military told the FAA that they needed to divert all of the incoming planes from LAX because they had to redivert them to where they need to fly in from the east instead of coming in from the west. By flying in from the west, they were flying over the ocean and not over the populated areas because of noise and because of safety concerns, because a plane is at its most vulnerable at takeoff and landing, so that they have the planes come land in from and take off towards the ocean. But the Navy or the military told them that they wanted them to divert their traffic to only come in from the west, from the east, where is not the optimal route to land. But they told them because they were going to be engaging in drills and maneuvers within the Pacific Ocean. And so this is what happened I posted this inside of Tando Radio Show. You need to watch this video so you will know what a ballistic missile looks like as it flies through the air. Okay? You need to know this. So, so important. So let's go to this, these three clips. They're really, really short. And particularly listen to the Secretary of Defense, Carter, at the end, what he says. Very telling. Tells you everything as to where we are and where we're going. So let's go to these video clips.
Quality top-tier gas can help engine performance. This guy's performance on the road inspires me. He's the real MVP. Inspire me.
ARCO, quality top-tier gas for less.
Some very mysterious maneuvers over the Pacific are forcing a change in LAX landings late at night. Eyewitness News reporter Joy Rand tells us that means more noise for thousands of people in the flight path. He's live near the airport tonight. Joy?
That's right, Michelle. Something is going on out there over the Pacific Ocean. What it is, the military isn't saying. What we do know is that whatever is going on is causing planes which normally avoid flying over the flight path after midnight to ease up on some of that noise for folks, well, they're going to keep doing that, and it's going to happen all night long. You may not know it because you're asleep by then, but every night after midnight, a change takes place at LAX. Instead of landing from the east over Inglewood, planes begin flying in from the west over the ocean to keep noise levels down. But due to secret military operations, the airspace out over the Pacific is closed to incoming flights for the next week. That means residents in the flight path will hear this all night long.
So I can imagine for the next week, they're going to fly over 24 hours? No, that's going to be crazy.
We clearly understand that neighbors and communities east of the airport will experience noise, and we apologize for that.
But what's causing the change? The military isn't talking. Even LAX is in the dark.
Any idea what the military operations are?
No.
All they know is planes can't be flying at low altitudes to the west. 6 years ago, Eyewitness News cameras captured this military operation in downtown L.A. Helicopters were seen swooping between high-rises, close enough that residents inside were able to see armed soldiers in camouflage just outside their windows. Authorities told us then it was part of a training exercise designed to ensure the military's ability to operate in urban environments and to prepare forces for upcoming overseas deployment. What's going on this week is a mystery.
And plus, if it's a military thing, it's a good thing. That means they're making it safer for us. So I wouldn't let it bother me. I'd be more interested in them not doing something about what's going on than them doing something about what's going on.
Now, it's been 40 years that LAX has been avoiding flying over land late at night. There will be occasional changes. For instance, when the winds come in from the east, they will reverse the flight path and planes will take off headed towards the east. So some residents there are used to this. As to what is exactly causing it this time, it remains unknown.
And videos just like this one all night long. 10 News reporter Jessica Chan is live in Mission Beach with what we know caused that burst of light.
The Nexus in the next day.
Well, we know it was a missile that was launched by a U.S. Navy submarine. But before that was confirmed, people were taking out their phones, snapping pictures and videos of this mysterious light. Baby, look! It was only a matter of minutes.
Oh my God!
That mysterious bright green and blue glow lighting up the night sky. Jake Michael says he was outside working when he suddenly looked up.
It just got huge into that blue aura and it just flew through the sky.
He says he stood there in awe, unclear of what it was.
Behind it, you could see a bunch of blue, just blue cloud, it looked like. And then it went across the sky to the right. And as soon as it was, it like kind of just disintegrated and then disappeared.
People across San Diego County say they felt the same way.
It was coming at us.
The unusual light was seen all around Southern California and as far away as Nevada.
It's the weirdest thing I've seen in a while.
Some thought they were looking at the toward meteor shower, but according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office,
Russia appears intent to play a spoiler by flouting these principles and the international community. Meanwhile, China is a rising power and growing more ambitious in its objectives and capabilities. And most disturbing, Moscow's nuclear saber rattling raises questions about Russia's leaders' commitment to strategic stability, their respect for norms against the use of nuclear weapons, and whether they respect the profound caution nuclear age leaders showed with regard to the brandishing of nuclear weapons. We do not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy. But make no mistake, the United States will defend our interests and our allies, the principled international order, and the positive future it affords us all. We will continue to cooperate when and where our and Russia's interests align, such as the recent nuclear negotiations with Iran, and the P5 plus one nuclear talks with North Korea. And it's possible, just possible, we'll see, Russia may play a constructive role in resolving the civil war. The United States joins virtually everyone else in the region in being deeply concerned about the pace and scope of land reclamation in the South China Sea. The prospects of further militarization, as well as the potential for these activities to increase the risk of miscalculation or conflict among claimant states.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and just hit *61, and that will let me know that you have a question or comment, and I'll go right to you. Now, what we just played was the first video was actually the announcement that the military had told the FAA and LAX to divert their overall flight patterns and to come in from the east, and because of their operations that they will be having, and they had told them for a week, and this happened on Saturday. This happened on Saturday, I believe it was. Yes, it was Saturday. And so that was the announcement. And then the next day, this is when everyone started to see. Wait, this, that was Friday that the announcement came out. And then on Saturday was the first witnessing of the ballistic missile that the Navy had admitted was actually their ballistic missile. And it was fired from a sub in the Pacific. The probably in the same area that when Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, out in Catalina, there was a Chinese sub that did the exact same thing, but they did it in at dusk. And it totally disabled a Norwegian cruise line, cruise ship that was out in the Pacific by Catalina, so that the sub fired off a ballistic missile from that area. And it was a warning shot to the U.S., telling them that they could penetrate the U.S. surveillance and the U.S. defenses. And so this was done back the day before Barack Obama received the Nobel Peace Prize. And they said it was a jet and everything else. Anyone that knows anything about ballistic missiles knew that that came from a submarine that was stationed out there. Not only that confirmed it and validated it, was that Norwegian cruise liner went dead in the water. It lost all electricity. Why is that? Because what they do is that in order for them to fire off a ballistic missile, one of the first things that they do is they jam every single vessel that's within its radius so they can't be tracked. So they made that ship lose all its power. They basically hit them. They jammed all of their electronics and made them go dead in the water. So they basically cut the lights out on them. And that Norwegian cruise ship had to be towed back in. That's how you know that's the evidence that was from a submarine. Now, in this case, on Saturday, the U.S. Navy said that they fired off a ballistic missile. And if you heard what the people were saying, they were surprised at what it was. A lot of people thought it was a UFO, and they were, you know, awestruck by it. And the one guy, you heard him, he said, "It's coming towards us." And they were watching it. Okay? Then the very next day, that was on Sunday, that was Saturday. Then on yesterday, they did another one, exact same method. This was the second test. And they said that they were going to have everything shut down for a week. Now, they've said that they may not do any more testing, or they won't announce when their next testing happens. But this is the case here. They have made the people here in Southern California aware and to desensitize them to that type of activity being in the sky. Instead of informing the people that this is not something, this is why you don't train around the public for many reasons. But one, now you just indoctrinated every single person to start to stargaze and start watching ballistic missiles as they fly in the sky. If one of those are live, as soon as it makes impact, now you're blind. It will sear your cornea. And everyone that's watching, just imagine how many people will be watching if three or four of them are flying. Everyone will be looking up and watching. And this is a part of, in my opinion, this is being done strategically, so they will have full effect on what it is that they want to do. You do not fire ballistic missiles in the earshot, eye shot, or in any form of around the civilian population. That is not something that you do, unless there's an agenda behind it. Because there is no military that's in the world that if you were trying to send a message to, that they're not monitoring and they not already know that you're there once that ballistic missile goes airborne. They already know your capability. But see, this has nothing to do with sending a message to any other government. This has everything to do with sending a message to people here. They always tell you before they do something. The most important thing is that we have to learn the language.
Brother
what
Dave,
is the message that's being sent here? Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Another thing that I think they're doing is determining the people in the military, which ones are willing to carry out unlawful orders.
Right.
Testing them.
Right. Right, Scotty. Exactly, because that is something. Remember, there was a Air Force colonel, female. Her name will come to me in a while. I know I posted inside of Tando a while ago. I have to retrieve it. Where she would not comply with the order to send the message for there to be engagement with tactical nukes.
I remember that.
You remember that, Scotty? We
yes.
Posted that. She wouldn't do it. They relieved her of her command, and she hasn't been heard of since. Scotty is absolutely right. They want to know who will follow. And those individuals, they may not know if that was a live or a test ballistic missile. And this is because what happened? They've already been shut down by someone else. They want to make sure that that doesn't happen again. So what do? They have these exercises. I'm glad, Scotty, I'm glad that you reminded me of that, because that is so true. That is probably one of the most important things. They want to know who is going to, because this is what they do. They say it's a training exercise, but it's actually live. You know, already told you about some incidents where that has happened. And this is their MO, their method of operation, or their modus operandi. This is how they do business. They don't know, the people that are actually engaging in this, when this thing goes live, they won't know that it's live until it does go live. And then guess what? It's too late. This is why this is so important, because whenever you shoot up a ballistic missile, there is no such thing as a non-nuclear ballistic missile within the arsenals of all of the countries, not just one. Every intercontinental ballistic missile or anything in that class is nuclear-based, all of them. Why is that? So that if anyone ever shoots off one of them, they know their intent so that the response that the other country would have would be a nuclear one. So they can't have conventional. So whenever you see that thing flying through the sky, you're actually seeing either a dummy or a live nuclear weapon. And once it gets at that point, it's all over. Once it makes impact, if you watch that, you will go blind. If you are able to see it, and if you're not far enough away, even if you are extreme, you can be extremely far away. They were seeing this in the sky all the way to Arizona. And it will blind you from Arizona. This is a nuclear device. So it's so and so important that we know where we are. And if you listen to the last video, that was the Secretary of Defense, Carter. And he chronicalized the U.S.'s policy that they're going to be engaging with the Russians. And let me say this, because we're running out of time, but let me say this. The U.S. military can no longer compete with the Russians and the Chinese. Right now, within the black market, I'm sorry, not the black market, within the arms dealership, because these countries, the U.S. sells a lot of their arms. Okay, there's a lot of people that are buying arms. Part of the economic collapse is this. Remember the Deagle report that we talked about here? Well, Deagle is an arms dealer, and they sell military hardware to different companies. And that Deagle is so important because the Deagle company is also the same Deagle company that was involved in Benghazi. They provided the security. They provided the security and the arms that Ambassador Stevenson was supposedly going there to negotiate the sale of. They provided those arms. That was Deagle. You remember their report? We're going to talk about that later on in the near future. But this is the key. When right now, most of the world no longer wants to buy U.S. arms. So the U.S. is losing all the way around because the world is now trading with China and Russia technology for their weapons because their weapons work. The U.S. weapons are all show. And they don't work. They give you all of these so-called great specs and capabilities and everything else, but they are fundamentally flawed. Case in point, the F-35 and the F-22. Those orders for those fighters and by the different countries have been canceled. Guess where they're going for their arms? They're going to Russia. In China. This is another reason why this war is going to happen. And this economic collapse is all tied into it because the rest of the countries of the world want arms that work. And what Russia is doing right now in Syria is causing all of the buyers, the arms dealers and the arms buyers of the world to flock to them for sale. I don't know if I posted inside of Tando. I think I did. Just to give you a clue of that. Well, I will. But today it came out that, I'm going to post it inside of Tando, that Iran has bought the S-300 surface-to-air defense missile system. This is the same system that the U.S. was trying to prevent to being sold because this is a state-of-the-art system that their fighters can't mitigate. That sale has been done. Why is that sale being done? Because the system works. And they don't, I believe that they have the S-600 already. Russia does. You remember what Russia said, that they will protect Syria. And one of the things that's really, really important is what the Russians did in Syria from the Caspian Sea. They shot a cruise missile out of the Caspian Sea and targeted a compound, an ISIS compound, 900 miles away. They basically shot from their missile cruiser ship that was in the Caspian Sea from California to all the way to darn near past Texas into Arkansas. That type of range and capability is unprecedented. Yes, the U.S. has that type of technology, but not from a cruise missile, where you can take your ship, park it in some port, out in the sea, and fire off a cruise missile 900 miles away. That takes great technology to do it, and they're doing it. Also, Russia had the USS
Sorry about that, listeners. We got to reconnect.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD. Access code accepted. This conference is being recorded. Q&A session started.
And Donald Cook couldn't even target it. So when this plane was making its bombing runs on it, they knew that they were dead in the water with an old plane. It was a signal that the Russians were sending, not to the U.S., to the rest of the world, that they now are the predominant military power in the world. Remember, the Russians were the first one to go into space. When it comes to their technology with missiles, and things, and some of that Tesla technology, they surpassed everyone. Now, they have some flaws in other places, but since the whole world is starting to deal and trade with them, and we're going to go over that because we don't have much time left, the paradigm has shifted. And one of the things, just like Rome, what you're going to see is the same thing that happened to the Roman Empire. They colonized so many countries throughout the world and established military bases to colonize these places. But they let them keep their culture and everything else. But they had to render to Caesar what was Caesar's. And what did that mean? That means you're my slave and you're going to pay me the taxes. The Roman Empire overextended itself. It had military bases all over the place. They were unable to, because of the debt that they had accumulated, they were unable to service all of that, and they got kicked out of all of those countries. You're going to start to see where countries are going to start to kick the U.S. military out, because they're following on the same path and pattern. Is it orchestrated? Is it designed? Yes, I believe so. It's all a part of the plan. And that means that this economy is going to follow the same economy, the same path that the Roman Empire did on its collapse. This is why you need to be prepared. These are all the signals and the indications that they're telling you what's going to come before it happens, because they live by a very sick demonic ritual where they have to tell you before they do it. What they just did in the Pacific Ocean, was a sign to tell you what is to come. And you have to be properly prepared for it. And this also has to do with the overall purchasing power of the dollar, which is going to be lost. Hey, everyone, I didn't get to finish the stuff, but we will get to it. There's a lot that goes along with this, and I will definitely bring that all to you. Tomorrow, Scotty, I won't be able to be on. I totally forgot about an appointment that I have. But we'll pick back up on Thursday. We have on Thursday Gerald Alexander, Dr. Gerald Alexander, We'll be back on with his security company, and we will continue to develop that relationship with Dr. Alexander, and we will continue this conversation and some of the things that are going on as key. I'm going to post some things inside of Tando Radio Show. You really need to check them out. It's so, so important. Remember to prepare yourself for your overall freedom. Do not petition it or demand that someone give you something. You are already free. You need to just walk into it. And I just want to say much love and much respect to you all. And we will be back on Thursday. No show tomorrow. Just want to let you guys know. So much love, much respect. I want to thank you all for listening. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. And it's never goodbye. It's I always see you later. Much love and much respect. We're out.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.